This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short three-question survey.
We're experiencing unexpected high call volume, so you might experience a longer wait time.
Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing extended wait times. We will be with you as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience.
Calling Geek Squad Client Care. My name is Sandra. May I get the order number, please?
Yes, it is 7777-4042.
It is time to go to Vegas.
I wish.
All right. Thank you so much. I am pulling up the information. Bear with me. All right. And who do I have the pleasure in speaking with?
My name is Sandra.
Sandra, I think I've spoken to you before because my name is Sandra.
Yes, ma'am, you have.
All right, Sandra. And can I have you please verify the client's full name and address?
Yes, ma'am. Ronald Frame. Fraim, I hope I'm pronouncing that correct, and that's 8150 East Coldwater Road, Davison, Michigan, 48423, phone number 810.
Sandra, if I can verify that phone number, because we also need to verify something, so I do apologize.
Oh, you're fine.
That phone number is 810-845-7014.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, perfect. Okay, and Sandra, how can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I had a technician on my back line. He was calling in to inform that he gave a customer a 30-minute pre-call, and the customer requested to reschedule because he received the wrong time frame. It does show that we did call and give him the time frame between 4 and 6 p.m., but the customer stated someone told him his time frame was between 12 and 2. So he says he's leaving now, so he wants to reschedule. But our tech has his item, and he won't check that back in the Best Buy until tomorrow.
check in until tomorrow. All right. So basically, so the tech provided a 30-minute pre-call. We had the client scheduled between 4 to 6. Client stated time frame was between 12 to 2. And client is leaving?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Sandra, thank you so much for the information. I'm going to go ahead and place you on a brief hold. I'm going to go ahead and reach out to the client, and I will be right back with you, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for your help.
Thank you. Please hold.
Yes, ma'am.
right. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
All right, Sandra. Okay, so the client wasn't too happy, and I really wasn't understanding what he was saying. So he was not under the impression that he was scheduled between 12 to 2. And I'm so sorry, because this is what he told me, that I guess the installer's partner or helper, a wife, just had a baby. And, okay, so that's what he said. And then that the team asked him if there's any chairs in the way. I don't know. I didn't get the full story from the client. But he basically said that he was confirmed that he was scheduled between 12 to 8. And it is currently 6, around 6:15. And I said, he's like, and I'm not going to wait any longer. I said, all right, well, Mr. Ronald, if you were aware that you were scheduled between 12 to 8, what's going on? And so he said that he's just tired of waiting. So I don't know the full story, because the client wasn't too happy and he was just kind of giving me bits and pieces, you know. But he did say that he was aware that he was not scheduled between 12 to 2. He was supposed to be scheduled between 12 to 8. So I don't get it. Either way, I just kind of wanted to give you that information.
Yes, ma'am, that's fine. I informed him, because I did call him. We don't give out 8-hour time frames. That's a generic time frame. It shows in our notes that it did call him with a pre-call to let him know his time frame was between 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. And he stated he didn't want to wait any longer. That's what he told the tech.
Okay, he told...
Because we don't give out 8-hour time frames. That's a generic time frame. I'm not even sure where he got that from, but he informed me 12 to 2. But he told you 12 to 8, so there's a discrepancy right there.
No, for sure. That's why I was like, wait a minute. I'm trying to fully understand. And he was just giving me all this kind of information where it just kind of really, really confused me. So, but anyway, so you, your automated service provided that pre-call?
Yes, ma'am. Shows on the notes from 4 to 6.
All right, so automated provided pre-call. Yeah, 4 to 6. Okay. All right, Sandra, then I will go ahead and notate the order. I did advise him to give us a call back tomorrow in the afternoon, so we can go ahead and reschedule the order. I did also advise him that we should just schedule him between the 7 to 1 time frame, so he doesn't have to wait so late.
Yes,
all
ma'am.
Right.
Now, XPO can't guarantee a time frame. My orders are geographically routed. So if you informed him 7 to 1, that's not a guarantee.
Oh, really?
No, ma'am. Our system geographically routes our orders. We can't give you a specific time frame. You can schedule it for that time, but it's not a guarantee that it would be for that time. Our system geographically routes the orders.
Oh, I see. See, I was not aware. I thought you guys, either way, you guys were to, like, if we do... if we schedule the client between 7 to 1, then you guys would schedule them on your end between that time frame.
No, ma'am. We can't do that. Our system geographically routes orders.
Gotcha. All right. Well, hopefully the second attempt turns out and it works out. So I do have that case number for you.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
It is 286. 588-094.
And that's 286-588-094.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much for your help, and thank you for using XPO Logistics. You have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. Thank you. You as well.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.